بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. وقال تعالى: والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and those listening at home of the receiver, our mothers and sisters, once Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an came into the masjid and he saw a halqa, a group of people sitting in the masjid. So he asked them, Ma ajlastakum fi, what has made you assemble here? What has made you sit together in this gathering? So they said, Jalasna nathkurullah. We have sat here to make the remembrance of Allah, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala made them take a qasam. Alillah. What? Really? In the qasam of Allah, this is the purpose why you have gathered here in this halqa. So they said, Alillah. We take a qasam in Allah, that it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we make His dhikr, and we glorify Him, we praise Him. No other object, no other aim, no other purpose. Then Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala tells them that I have made you take a qasam, not because I'm making a tuhmat upon you, I'm accusing you of lying or anything. But the exact thing happened to us in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once he emerged from his house and he came into the masjid, and then he saw us in this halqa, in this gathering. We made a circle, or we had come together, and we were engaged in the dhikr of Allah. Rasulullah asked us, Ma ajlastakum fi? What has made you sit here? Why have you gathered here? What's the purpose? So we said, Jalasna nathkurullah. ونحمد الله على ما هدانا للإسلام ومن به علينا. So we have sat here making the dhikr of Allah and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us hidayah to Islam and for the favors that He has bestowed upon us. Allah has been so kind, so beneficent, so merciful. Allah has been so generous. Allah gave us Islam. Allah gave us hidayah. So we're making shukr to Allah. We're praising Allah for that and for all the favors He has given us. So we are sitting here for this purpose, to make the dhikr of Allah. Rasulullah then tells him the exact thing, same thing that I mentioned to you, that I have not made you take a qasam in the name of Allah. Rasulullah asked the Sahaba to take qasam in Allah, that this is the purpose, that you take qasam in Allah, that we are sitting here for this purpose. So he said, I am not making tuhmat upon you. I am not accusing you of lying to me. I believe you. But Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam just informed me that inna Allah yubahi bikum al-malaika. Allah Ta'ala is so pleased with you, Allah is so happy with you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boasting to the angels about you. That my banda, they are making my dhikr. They are praising me, they are glorifying me. Remember the angels, in Surah Baqarah we have read the incident when Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. They mentioned to Allah Ta'ala that you are going to make and create such a person, insan, who is going to come in this world and cause bloodshed, and he'll cause fasad and mischief in the earth. Allah said, I know what you do not know. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. So Allah Ta'ala reminds the angels, and Allah keeps on telling them, see, what you had thought about my banda, my servants, insan, he is glorifying me, praising me, making my dhikr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes extremely happy. Allah becomes so happy, that He actually is proud of His banda and He boasts to the angels about such servants who are making His dhikr. In the ayat of the Holy Quran, وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعُ وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْهُدُوِ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, and remember your Rabb. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi nafsik. So when you're making the dhikr of Allah, ulama have extracted adab and etiquettes from this verse. Allama Shabir Ahmed Uthmani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in this verse, when you Allah Ta'ala sees, make dhikr. Remember Allah Ta'ala in yourself. Remember Allah Ta'ala in your heart. Tadarru'an wa khifa. Tadarru'an means with humility. Giriya auzari ki saath, gir kar. Imploring, begging Allah with humility. Wa khifatan, and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa dun al jahri min al qawl, not screaming and making dhikr. But ulama say that you make dhikr. The very first thing Allama Shabir Ahmed Uthmani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, that the ruh of the dhikrullah that we are making, the ruh, the jaan, the spirit, the essence, the reality, the haqiqat, the life of the dhikrullah is that when we are making the dhikr of Allah with our zuban, with our tongue, at the same time, with our qalb, there is the ziyan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zuban ke saath, with the zuban, qalb mein Allah ta'ala ka ziyan ho. That a person is, when he's taking the name of Allah, he's not ghafil, he's not unmindful. But he is concentrating, he's pondering. So with his tongue, he's saying, Allah, 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 Allah. So his heart also is concentrating on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, Allah's majesty, Allah's loftiness, Allah's supremacy. He says, then a person will get the complete nafa', phir kamil nafa' zahir hoga. You get the complete benefit of dhikrullah when together with the tongue, your heart is also making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, dhikrullah should be such that dil mein riqat paida ho, that your heart should now become soft. Riqat ke saath Allah ka naam yaad karo. With a soft heart, then awaz pasto, you should not be raising your voice too loud and screaming. So these are some of the adab of dhikrullah. When a person is taking the name of Allah, and he has mentioned also, that like how a person, when he calls somebody with humility, or somebody who he is praising, if you're praising somebody in the world, you're praising somebody who has achieved some outstanding results. So when you praise the person, then you call the name of the person in the most beautiful manner, in a sweet manner. You don't shout out at the person. So exactly like that, two things, tadarru'an and khifatan, with humility, with love, with affection, also fearing Allah Ta'ala, Allah's greatness, Allah's power, Allah's qudrat, Allah is our mawla, we are His servants. So take the name of Allah Ta'ala with sweetness. Become true ashiqs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ishq, ishq. We talk about ishq. Some of the mashayikh mentioned that is ishq. They've taken this from Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi's one couplet. Ishq is a bimari. It's a sickness that the ashiq does not want a cure for. Ishq aisi bimari hai ki ashiq chahta hai ki uska izafa ho aur uska koi dawa na ho, uski koi shifa na ho. Ishq ilahi we're talking about. There's two types of ishq. Ishq haqiqi, ishq majazi. Ishq haqiqi is the love, the true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That is the real love we should have. The love for Allah. The other love is the love majazi. A person loves a woman in this world, an illicit relationship. That is haram. A haram love. Ishq haqiqi, the love you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who has the true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a bimari, a sickness that he is enjoying. He doesn't want any cure, that he must come out of the sickness. He's going crazy. He loves that the sickness must increase and increase and increase. Because he is in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he takes the name of Allah, he is in another realm, another world. Mawlana Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, the Sheikh of Hazrat our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he would be so crazy in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he would actually write with his finger in the air the name Allah, Allah, Allah. A person who is gone crazy with a haram relationship, an illicit relationship, ishq-e majazi, what we're discussing, in this world, person is falling in love with a woman, So what do we find him? He's writing her name in graffiti. He's writing the paper, on the wall, wherever. He's gone mad. He's gone majnoon over her. Here the person has gone crazy in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Head to toe. He is completely immersed in the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Mullah Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullahi. Very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used to make sajda. And he would say after that, I wish that I did not have to raise my head. Dil ye cha raha tha ki main apna sar ko sajde se na uthao. I just wanted to continue. He said, why? He said, as though my head is in the lap of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Of course, Allah Ta'ala doesn't have any limbs. But to understand, in other words, I could feel the love of Allah Ta'ala coming to me. I could feel Allah making pyar, muhabbat to me. Imagine a salat of a person who has got this type of ishq, and a salat of the person who has no ishq of Allah Ta'ala. He is just going up and down some postures. But the one who has ishq of Allah, in his sajda, he is sobbing, he is crying. He is enjoying a bond, a relationship with his Allah. This is ishq haqiqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in his dua, Allahumma ja'al hubbak ahabba ilayya min kulli shay, min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'i al-barid, o kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, make your muhabbat, your ishq, most beloved to me than everything in this world. More than the love I have for myself. More than the love I have for my family, my wife, my children. Wallah, even more than ice cold water on a hot day when a person is dying out of thirst and he relishes that water. He enjoys that sweet water. Even more muhabbat for that. Ya Allah, fill my heart and make your muhabbat most dominant. This is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the true ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must try and create this love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how this will come when we make this dhyana of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Contemplate, ponder. When we are saying the dhikr, then with it, with our tongue, our heart is also brimming with the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Take the name of Allah Ta'ala in a sweet manner. You are calling out to your beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me the ishq, Allah Ta'ala's ishq, and all of us. Allah must give us His true ishq and muhabbat always. Allah must not deprive us of this ishq. A great buzuk had mentioned, Ahlul layli fi laylihim aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. Subhanallah. The people who are true ashiqs of Allah, Ahlul layl, where their night is spent in ibadah, in tahajjud, in dhikr, in tasbih, in dua, in munajat, talking to Allah, begging Allah, crying to Allah, praising Allah, in salat, in sajda, in ruku, in qiraat, in qiyam. Day, night, that how they spend, they get more enjoyment, more lazzat, than the people of this world who are engrossed in their masti, in the lahu la'ib, in their amusement. A person just wasting his time in drugs, or womanizing at night, in the clubs, playing cards with friends, just wasting their time, enjoying themselves. They're having a party, a nice time. Far more greater and more enjoyable of this lazzat that these people are enjoying are the friends of Allah when they roll out their musalla and when they are in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us the ahlul layl fi laylihim. May Allah do not make us ahlul lahwi fi lahwihim. Allah do not make us such people who will just waste their lives in futile pursuits, in batil, in haram activities. Allah channel our love and muhabbat towards Him. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have true iman, those are believers, their love for Allah is dominant. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَنَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لي غناكم عافرما هم لي خطاكم عافرما يا الله هم كمزور هي الله يا الله هم بيمار هي الله يا الله جس روحاني بيماري we have يا الله يا الله purify us from all these ailments and sicknesses that we have يا الله هماري دلو کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا make our دل پاک and soft now my الله remove all the evils that we have in our hearts, the kibr, the pride, the anger, the jealousy, the malice, my Allah. Give us a qalbi saleem, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become true ashiq of you, my Allah. Give us ishq haqiqi. Ya Allah, protect us from ishq majazi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your muhabbat most dominant in our hearts. Make us be more beloved to us, Ya Allah, than everything in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wa jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa nar. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, my Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the different needs that we have. Ya Allah, each one of us has raised his hands. Our mothers and sisters have raised their hands at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum pareshan hal hai. Pareshani door farma. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al hajat, ya dafi al baliyat, ya hal al mushkilat. Ya Allah, jo bimari unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, their family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mawt, mawt al-Iman, mawt al-Madina Sharif, baril al-Jannat al-Baqim, Ya Allah. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy quote water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab, without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be in Jannat, Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect all of us, our families, our children, Ya Allah, our dhurriyat from the azab, your azab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah, from azab of Qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't punish us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our dhurriyat become the kullans of our eyes, Ya Allah. Give them salamati of iman, salamati of a'aza, salamati of the qalb, Ya Allah, salamati of the aql, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, Ya Allah, grant them all the jais murat. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our life, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our businesses, Ya Allah. Barakat in our wealth. Give us halal and tayyib rozi. Make our rozi come to us with asani, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, ya marifat, ya qurb. Protect us from all bala, afat, musibat, dillat, shurur, fitan, mihan, takali, pareshani. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين